Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 greetings. Yes, 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 yes. First of all, firstly, right here, here, here. Hello, Sister Desiree. Hello, the LOJ in the Cali area as well. Special event coming forward, forward, forward. Like to share this right here, here, here. Sister Desiree promo here. Rastafari Roots Music, saving Black people's music, saving Jah music.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is your sister Desiree inviting you to a musical healing gathering session and benefit concert featuring Mr. Kali, Drazy Melody, and myself, Desiree, DJ LaRuda, on Thursday, May 19th, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Stormy Sister, Rastafari. Rastafari.
Guide and protect the presence itself.
Tree of knowledge of good and evil, that is it. Thursday, May 19th, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, 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 that event right there. Some more info on that event. Like to share some more info on that particular event right there. Sister Desiree, let's just bring this up right here. Yes, and this is about saving I and I people music, Desiree. Rastafari Roots Reggae Music, the Save Black Music Campaign. Now, Desiree, let's bring this up right here. Going to share this as the event is coming forward. May 19th. Desiree, musical healing and gathering session featuring Mr. Kali and Dre Z Melody. Of course, it's the Desiree. Let's see, there's a website right here. Maybe there's a web link. We'll be giving some of that information at the Jam Spot for, I think it's 416 Central Avenue, Northwest. That's Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, Rastafari. Just one more time for your ear right here, here, here. The Desiree promo here. Save Rastafari Black people.
This is your sister, Desiree, inviting you to a musical healing gathering session and benefit concert featuring Mr. Kali, Drazy Melody, and myself, Desiree, DJ LaRuda, on Thursday, May 19th, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Stormy Sister, Rastafari.
Rastafari. Guide and protect the presence itself.
Tree of knowledge of good and evil, that is it. Thursday, May 19th, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thursday, May 19th, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, I, Desiree, the benefit concert. Angels by
Thank you.
Concert in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And here, healing up the Woo Man of Rastafari, the daughters of Zion, the singers and the players of music in Rastafari, here on the Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast, right here, Rastafari. And here, Rastafari, we'll let her see you on. Sister Melissa Chia with Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Waleta Tzion, Sister Meliset right there with Rastafari. You can check out more at Waleta Tzion, WELLETTESEYON.bandcamp.com. That's Waleta Tzion, WELLETTESEYON at bandcamp. .com. Check out more right there. One more tune from Waleta Tzion right here. This is Anywhere I Go. This is the Jonah Dan Rastafari before double I's. Here. Anywhere I Go. Yes, I Rastafari. And I. Waleta Tzion.
Rastafari's always
Selamta Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
To me, they embody like the best parts of music, like a philosophy, you know, ideals, roots music, you know, and a place to put your aggression.
Song, and right here, the evening song here for the fourth day, known as the Wednesday here, the midway day of the Shavua, right here, here coming forward.
His foundation is in the Hola Mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Sama Yisrael, Sama Rastafari here, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew, that's the order of Melchizedek here. We have the evening psalm here for the fourth day, known as Wednesday. Psalm
94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Arise the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law.
Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation. The Avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee to the eye belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Lamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, I vine. Yes, I vine vengeance right there. Just Aisha with vengeance right there, complimenting the evening psalm. Psalm 94, a psalm of vengeance right there. This now segues here to today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, we have Psalm 43.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
So here we have Psalm 43. I'd like to share this. Popcon here with abundant life, words of wisdom, writing up these psalms here, psalms in the 40s psalm, particularly today's daily psalm, Psalm 43. Now, Psalm 42 and some of the psalms, they actually go together. We have, like, you know, the beginning and the end, in other words, like Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 going together like that, prayers before and after. So here, let's hear Popcon right here, Abundant Life, Words of Wisdom here on the Wednesday podcast, here on Wednesday Wisdom, Rastafari Wisdom Wednesday here.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon a rock and establish my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvations. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
No
let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
Them we keep
Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
Left my grandmother and I'm gone all about it, my friend. I'm gone. Born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at it. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer.
Together against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not night. Them try not to get me out. How them a go stop me now? King Selassie, I let me out. How them a go chop me now? And every time they try to dig deep, them try to bring me down. Sometimes you see I give you, I'm not giving you. Rather you alone see me. Rather you alone see much people can't hold me. I don't know.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the Il Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
What do you want to say? A life over there.
To the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance, and my God. Yeah, man, I saw the thing, is it? Yeah. But we are born of wicked people right now. But we are born up bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oi, oi.
Yeah, you may say now. You know the boss this, man. I'm going to tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, not care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing we give you on the earth. Protect us from danger, these plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, aka Popcorn, the Unruly Boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're a devil every time here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord,
trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, for I had seen it.
Yes, 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 yes. Popcorn right there with Abundant Life. Abundant Life, words of wisdom. We hope that ones and ones in the replay can hear the fuller full. Coming along through this musical wars and, you know, saving black music and our audios and the music sometimes getting kind of, ones can't see the audio. In other words, when we add the audio, some ones and ones, you know, allow the tunes to be played and some of the laws, things for laws and all of that. But we just hope that ones and ones are able to hear it in the replay. Those on the live no doubt have heard it. Just pointing this out, if you listen to the replay or watching the replay on Rastafari Israelites, some tunes sometimes, a few of them, not many, 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 but there are enough that are kind of like flagged. But we can't monetize it, but we don't monetize it here in the ministry. But some say you can't see the video or you can monetize it because of the particular audio right there. That's a part of the saving black music, that particular campaign right there, and also the mischief that the Gentiles do with the law, as the scripture warns us. But here, with the Popcorn Audio Abundant Life, we play this particular section, which has, I think, Psalm 40. We have Psalm 40, Psalm 41, Psalm 42, and Psalm 43 from Popcorn's Abundant Life, Words of Wisdom. And so here, why these psalms are important, the 40 psalms. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 43. And Psalm 42 begins book two of the Psalter. So from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72. Psalm 42 to Psalm 72 of the Psalter, the book of Psalms, is the second book. So the book of Psalms is divided into five books, Hebraically, Judaically, just to point that out. So as we pick up with book two, we have Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Now, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, 42 is a lament, blues, the Hebrew blues here, a lament of an exile. And then we come to Psalm 43, today's daily psalm, and it's a prayer of an exile. Psalm 43, today's daily psalm, is considered a supplement to Psalm 42. And also a note is made to the occurrence of the refrain, a.k.a. the chorus line, the refrain at the end. What is the refrain at the end? The refrain of these two psalms, Psalms 42, beginning book two, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 43. The refrain is, why art thou cast down? O my soul, O my psyche, nafshi. So here the psalmist and I is speaking to the psyche, speaking to she, speaking to her, speaking to the soul. Why art thou cast down, O my psyche? Why art thou cast down, O nafshi, my soul, nefse? And why moanest? Why moanest thou? The thou there speaking to she, speaking to the psyche, the nefesh. Why moanest thou within me, within I? Hope thou speaking to the psyche, the soul, hope, speaking to she, hope thou in Elohim, in the true good, the true God, L'Elohim, for I shall yet praise him, Isis him, or Odeinu. I will give Todah, Todah to him, Ki Od, Odeinu. I will praise him. The salvation, the Yeshuot, Yeshuot, the salvations, actually. In the Hebrew, Yeshuot is salvations, the victory, the deliverances, the salvations of my countenance. Yeshuot, Panai, of my face, my countenance. Welohai, Welohai, and Elohai, and highly I, and my power, my true good, my true God. So that's the closing refrain, the chorus line, and that chorus line you find goes through these two psalms. So there's a connection here with Psalm 42, beginning book 2, as well as today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, the theme, a lament of an exile. Lament of an exile. Now we're going to write the Royal Amharic, and the Royal Amharic brings it out as the theme, just a title, how this psalm is rated or is qualified based on the study and the context. A cry, the cry of a Levite, in exile, a cry of a Levite in exile, or more generally speaking, the lamentation of an exile, of a falasha. Even as we, the Beta Israel of the West and the diaspora, are in exile. So the lamentation, the blues of an exile, the cry of an exile. So we thought of the PopCon Abundant Life, where you go through Psalms 40, right, to 43, really brings out, you know, the way that was produced. It was the Ayabingi, the chantings, the piano music. It brings out that sense of a lament, like lamentation. Brings out that sense of the Hebrew blues, right? The ancient black people's ancient Hebrew blues here. So let's touch on, first of all, Psalms 40 to 43. Why is this an interesting set? Now, in Psalm 40, if you listen to the PopCon audio, you know, it's the open correction is better than secret affection. We love what he did right there. But as we listen to it a few times, we say, that's good, that's good. But wait, hold on. Verse 10. Psalm 40, verse 10, when he reads it where it says, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. Then he gets into it, because if you go from verse 9 and just reading through it, for example, it says, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, look, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Yahweh, thou knowest, I knowest. Verse 10. I have not, so we have like a not theme coming in. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. The next part of the verse says, I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Next part of verse 10 says, I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Now, we're going to go over the audio and kind of re-edit it, you know, on behalf of I and I, brother, you know, be thy brother's keeper. So here, for the PopCon friends and so forth and so on, one-to-ones might be able to link this to him. It's excellent. But just maybe edit out the next part of verse 10. Just one word. He says not in a part where not is not there. So in verse 10 of Psalm 40 on PopCon, Abundant Life, Words of Wisdom, when he reads it, he reads, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. Then he says, I have not. That was an error, obviously an error right there, right? It goes from the negative confession. This is a Hebrew negative confession. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. Following up on the negative confession, the Hebrew negative confession here in the psalm, in Psalm 40, verse 9, where he says, lo, look, I have not refrained my lips. Yahweh, O Jehovah, thou knowest, I have not. Next negative confession, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. But here comes a positive confession where he says, I have, what I have done did, I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Then going to another negative Hebrew negative confession, I have not concealed thy loving kindness. and thy truth from the great congregation. And verse 10 continues even the negative confession, so to speak. He says, right, he says, withhold not, therefore, because of what I have not done, the I, O Jehovah, withhold not thou, the I, thy tender mercies from me. May thy loving kindness, thy loving kind mind, and thy truth continually, itinually preserve me, preserve I. So that little point right there where he says, I have not declared, he's going to edit out that not part, you know, just the word not, so the audio would be more clear. Maybe they can do that and do a re-release on it. That's just a little area there. Maybe others noticed it, heard it. Maybe others did not hear it. But just a word to Brother Popcon from LOJ. Tell them, yeah, I didn't say so. That part there, Psalm 40, verse 10. Overall, very, very good, very excellent. You know, and we hope that we're able to share this, not monetize it, but reshare this when the Rastafari Israelites audio right here for the Wednesday podcast right here for this May 11th, 11th of May go through. Interesting, looking at the board, it's 11:11 p.m. and it's May 11th. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, just to point that out, Popcon, just update, just one little word right there in the second part of verse 10 where you say, I have not declared. I know you really mean to say what the word says, I have declared, even though there were other negative confessions. Verse 9 has, I have not refrained my lips. Verse 10, I have not hid thy righteousness in my heart. But remember the positive confession, next verse, next part of the verse, I have, not I have not. That's the part that we heard right there, there, there. Yes, there are negative and positive Hebrew confessions as well, right? And this has nothing to do with no so-called plagiarism. You know, people feel and experience like things, right? So here, here, here we have Psalm 40, 41, right? The last two Psalms of Book 1 and Psalm 42 and 43, the first two Psalms of Book 2. So here, let's look at Psalm 40. Why are these Psalms here, even the ones we've heard from Popcon's Abundant Life, Words of Wisdom, why are they so important, even though today's daily Psalm is just Psalm 43? Because they all lead up to where we're at right here with today's daily Psalm. Psalm XL, Psalm, the XL Psalm, the XL Psalm, Psalm 40, Psalm 40. It speaks of Moshiach, Messiah, the Messiah, Mashiach, right? It speaks of Messiah, Christos, the anointed, Jehovah's servant, obedient to death. The Psalm, Psalm 40, it begins with the joy of Christos, Christ, the anointed, HaMashiach's in resurrection. We have the Psalm, Psalm 40, beginning off with the joy of Messiah in resurrection, and here also the reason for the season, here the counting of the Omer from the first fruits, which is Moshiach, that first sheaf of wheat, to his brothers, I and I, even the resurrection, right, the resurrection, even the counting of the Omer, even the first fruits, which is the third of the seven appointed feasts of Jehovah, to the counting of the Omer, bringing us to the harvest, to Shavuot, the feast, the festival of weeks, where we are commanded to count seven Shabbats complete, seven times seven, two sevens clash, 49, plus the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday, bringing us to the Pentecost day. So with Psalm 40, beginning off the joy of Messiah and resurrection, verse 1 and verse 2, where it reads, I have waited patiently for he who be, who he be. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up, the Aliyah up, even with the Hebrews and the Bnei Yisrael, the being brought up out of Mitzrayim, and even with the Brit Chadasha sense of the resurrection, he brought me up out up also, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet up on a rock, established my goings, established, he stabilized my trot. He has been in the horrible pit of the grave, but has been brought up, as we have it in the scripts in the Brit Chadasha, how Elohim Ha'av, Elohim the Father, raised up Elohim Ha'bein, Elohim the Son, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Verses 3 to 5 of Psalm 40 is the resurrection testimony, is the, quote, new song, end quote. So speaking about the new song, verses 3 to 5, seeing how Psalm 40 speaks of the resurrection from the old to the new covenant sense. Verse 6 and 7 are retrospectives. Sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire. Mine ears thou the eye hast opened. Burnt offerings, the olah and the sin offering, the chatat, hast thou not required. This is the key right here, because some in reading, but not reading with a full comprehension, will say, well, look, there's the sacrifices in Leviticus and in the Torah. But if you read it carefully in the beginning of Leviticus, what Yikvah, this third book that we are currently in right here, as of this word, this recording, it begins off and says, if a man seek to sacrifice or offer, man doesn't have to sacrifice, but if he does, then he do it Yahweh. That's the whole point of Leviticus, not to do it the ancient Kemetic way or the ancient way of other nations or other people. But if one desire to sacrifice, then they shall do it Yahweh. So sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Very clear from Torah that Yah did not desire that. Mine ears, hear, Shema'a Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Sima Rastafari, hear, O Rastafari. Mine ears, thy ears, thou hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. It was not a requirement, right? Then said I, verse 7, look, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. So when we hear talk, say, of the coming of the Messiah and like Christ coming and God coming, what we see right here, that true sense of it. Then said I, Moshiach says, I says, lo, I come in the volume, the fullness of the book, the volume of the book, even speaking of HaTorah, speaking of the scripts, in the volume of the book. It is written of me, it is written of I. So these are the verses 6 to 7, the retrospective. So when sacrifice and offering had become abominable, even among the B'nai Yisrael, especially among the B'nai Yisrael, there was a time in Iowa when sacrifice and offering had become to'eba, abominable. Because, why? Because of the wickedness, the ratchetness of Ha'am, of Amo. Even the people, Amo, his people, Amo Yisrael. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 15, bringing that out. Then, at that time, then the obedient servant, right, the prototypical Obadiah, speaking about Robeno, Yeshua, the obedient servant came, right, to make the pure offering. So here in Psalm 40, we have verses 7 to 10. Prophetically, he'd be speaking of that. Remember, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and King David, a prophet, had the spirit of prophecy. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 17. Now, what's interesting is that Psalm 41 is the next psalm of the messianic psalms. There are psalms that are messianic psalms that bespeaks of the Messiah, psalms that are specifically prophetic and messianic psalms, and we find that of these messianic psalms, they are very much quoted in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament. So we have Psalm 40, a messianic psalm speaking of Messiah, Psalm 41, a messianic psalm speaking of Messiah. So what about Psalm 41, the last two psalms here of book one? We have Psalm 41, Psalm XLI. This psalm, this chant, this Isis, it speaks of the betrayal of the Bain Ha'adam, the son of man, right? As Yeshua himself, Robeinu Yeshua himself, Adonenu Yeshua himself, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth himself, he taught this in the gospel according to John, John chapter 13. We have verses 18 and verse 19. Let's go here, rightly dividing the word of truth. So John's gospel, chapter 13, verses 18 to 19, what does it read? I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. But that the scripture may be fulfilled. So here in the New Testament in John, what scripture are they talking about? Are they talking about another area of the New Testament scriptures? No, they're speaking about HaTorah. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, the Torah, the prophets, the Ketubim, that he, right, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel. Hath lifted up what? Hath lifted up his heel against me. What? Where's that from? Where in the New Testament is that? That's from Psalm. That's from Psalm 41, verse 9. He that eateth bread with me, with I, have lifted up his heel against me, against I. Verse 19. Now I tell you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, ye y'all may believe, may amen, may accept as true that I am he, that Anna who, that Ani who, that I be he. We're going to include this verse here, verse 20, just to seal up the red letter here. Verily, verily, amen, amen, truth, truth, I say to you that he that receiveth, Kabbalah, receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. Hear the words of Adonenu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. He that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, he that receiveth I, receiveth him that sent me, that sent I. That's very, very interesting there to see that kind of like the chain of custody of revelation. So Jah sent I, and people say, well, you're just man, you're not Jah, but if Jah sent I, right, then if you receive I, then you receive Jah, Rastafari, you receive the truth, you receive the word, right, of Moshiach, right, then you receive Moshiach, and if you receive Moshiach, Yeshua HaMoshiach, then you receive Elohim Ha'av, his father, our Elohim, right, his power. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, Psalm 41, it speaks of the betrayal of the Son of Man. As Yeshua HaMoshiach had taught, we just went to John chapter 13, verses 18 to 19. Now, here, this now brings us to book 2. Here in book 2, we start out with Psalm 42, book 2, the lament, the lamentation of an exile. Now, there are several manuscripts that connect this psalm, Psalm 42, and the next psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, as one psalm. Once again, there are many ancient Hebrew manuscripts that connect these two psalms in the beginning of book 2, Psalm 42, and Psalm 43 as one psalm. And it should be noted that there is a familiar chorus line, the refrain, the chorus line that we find going through both Psalms. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within thy hope thou in Elohim? For I shall yet praise him, the salvations, the victories of my face, of my countenance, my perspective, Elohai, highly I, and Elohai, and my power, my true good, my true God. So here, that link as well. Let's note also that Psalm 43 is the only psalm in the second book of the Psalter, Psalms 42 to Psalm 72, that Psalm 43, today's daily psalm, is the only psalm that has no superscription, no superscription. For example, Psalm 42's superscription is for the leader, Maskil, of the B'nai Korah, of the sons of Korah. That's the superscription there. We get to Psalm 43, and there is no superscription. All of the ancient versions, however, divide these two psalms so that the separation of these two psalms if such ever really took place, must have occurred at some date, some say was an early date. In the psalm, in the chant, speaking of Psalm 42 in its connection with today's Psalm 43, in the psalm, we have a pathetic lament, pathetic comes from pathos. And it's interesting that the Greek root of that word also has a lot of link with pascha, which is Pesach, which is Passover. But pathetic has to do with showing like emotion, sadness, suffering, pain, pathology. So it's a psalm that expresses pain, suffering. Thus, we label and name these kind of psalms Hebrew blues. These are Hebrew blues. So in Psalm 42, we have a pathetic lamentation, Hebrew blues, by one whose delight had been to participate in the temple, the tabernacle, and the temple services, but was now prevented from doing so. So the context of the psalm is one who had delight, right, in gathering together to gather, to give praise, to give Isis, right, with their fellow brothers and sisters. Now, at this present time of the psalm, and in the context of the word, sound, and power of the psalm, for some reason now is not able to, is prevented from doing so. Who he was and why he was excluded from the sanctuary and the sanctuary service, it is not quite possible, as some say, to say presently. We just have Maskil of the sons of Korah, right? A feature of the psalm, the chant, is the greater length of the verses. So if we study the Hebrew verse, the length of the verses compared to other lengths of the verses, like the bars, to say the bars, right, they are of greater length, the bars here of this psalm. And this is a distinctive feature of what's known as the kina in the Hebrew, which is the plaintiff style. And it's very interesting, like in court, there's the plaintiff as well, but this is like the plaintiff style, kind of like the sufferer style of chanting. The best illustration being provided of this kina in the Hebrew, the kine in the Amharic style of chanting, the best illustration is provided by the book of Lamentation, the Lamentation of Ermias or Yeremiah, Jeremiah. So the theme is a sad song, the blues of an exile, even I and I, exile over here in this Western Gentile world, 400 plus years, the Beta Israel of the West. This psalm right here, blessing and encouraging I and I souls, I and I psyche. It's interesting that the theme is speaking to the soul, right? It's speaking to our soul. We will recognize speaking to the soul people. Remember, black people used to be known as soul people. What happened to that? But here, for the leader, the chief musician, Maskil, of the sons of Korah, let's just touch briefly on this theme here that's found as a superscription of other songs, the sons of Korah, Libnei Korah. Again, we have this in the headings of Psalms 44 to Psalm 49. We also have it as the heading of Psalm 85, of Psalm 87, and of Psalm 88. It is related of Korah in the Torah that he, the father, the patriarch of the sons of Korah, that their father, their patriarch, had perished in the abortive revolt, the rebellion against Moshe. As we have in Numbers, the fourth book of the Torah, Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, where it reads, but the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, died not. So the patriarch had died in that rebellion against Jah's rightful authority in the camp, Moshe, with Aharon. The father, the patriarch, died, but then the Torah says in Numbers, Bamidbar in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, but the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, they died not. So we read of the Korahites, or the Korahites, right, among the Levitical choristers, the singers and the players of instruments, keeping it Levitical. We read of the Korahites, the descendants of Korah, among the Levitical choristers, the chanters in the temple. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19 is where we can read of them. So the words of the title, the words of the superscription, they may indicate that the psalms, the chants that are so superscribed, psalms relating to the sons of Korah, that they were, they indicate that the psalms enumerated were composed by this family, by this particular family, the Korah family, the sons of Korah in particular. But more probably, others say they were part of a collection, right, a collection of psalms used to be chanted by them, right? You know, like we say to the selector, to this DJ, or on this tune, or on that tune, or this rhythm, or that rhythm, or in this style, or in that style. This is what we have here, 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 concerning the superscription, and in particular concerning Book 2, Psalm 43, and Psalm 42. So 42 gives us the context, is the first, and 43, today's daily psalm, is the continuation, the attenuation. So truly these two psalms do go together, together, right here, 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 just to give that overview here before we ride up with more. We got 28 minutes. So those who seek to call in, just a reminder right here, here, here. General theme, Chabarim. Soul, psychic, soul, people. Right, take good courage, have confidence in he who be who he be, because the enemies and the wicked, they will fade away in due time, due season. They will fade away.
Unfair. So yourself, who you mean then kick off the shelf. And you got no one to blame but yourself, not to dread ya.
Of only vanity and no love for humanity.
Roots man, you got to forward on, I tell you. Yeah. Forward on, roots man, forward on. Yeah, from dusk until dawn. Come on down and blow your horn and pop your corn, I tell you. Well, only the strong survive, as the man said. And all of the cities of the fit nation stand in this judgment. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you words are passing free. That's why you got to join this jubilee until you come on down there with me.
And the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away.
If you got your money in your pocket, and who's man I know, it's incapable, but you can lock it down, yeah. When I'm passing D&T, I'm gonna feed down on the street, yeah. Hear them say that drop and put it back, but I might put it forward, yeah. For so you see, that's how it is, yeah. Kinda authentic revolutionary, man moving around like mercenary, yeah. Killing each and every day. That's what the brother got to say. No way to run and hide. You kinda got to move with the tide, I tell you. You gotta keep up the stride, I tell you, yeah. We don't be when we get to. Forward on, black man, forward on. Yeah. Ain't no sunshine when the king far ain't around. So roots man, you gotta be round and keep on moving around to this town. Yeah.
The rich is getting richer every day.
Some are kinda sleeping on the cops and some are getting real and real fine. But I see if you don't live above your means, then you'll be around to teach in the scenes. Yeah. I'm black man, you got to know yourself. Or maybe you're gonna get kicked off the shelf, y'all. Black man, you got to know yourself. Or you may get kicked off the shelf until you got no one to blame but yourself. Yeah.
Don't fade away, yeah. Fade, 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 fade.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
So here going right with the Royal Amharic right here of today's daily psalm, a cry, a call, a shout out, a cry. Yeah.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, just to give the ear right here, it's Psalm 42 and 43 from the Metzach Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, right here.
Mm-hmm. مزمور 41 بقنف 42 لمزمران علقا يقوري لجوش تمر ولا ودوها منش اندمي نافق عبيتو اندهو نفسي ودان تتنافقان نفسي ودهي واملاك تتأمع مكي درسالو ياملاك نسفيت مكي آيالو زواتر عملاك هو ديتنا وسيلون انباي بك ان النابل اللي تمقب هون يهنساس سب نفسي بني وستفستفج ودك زيابير بيت ودمس قانا من وريا سفرا قبال لهنا بعالم يادر قسوش يدستان نايمس قانا انكالاس نفسي هوي لمن تازن يالش لمن استاوكين يالش يفتين مدهانيت عملاكين عمسقنا وزن بك زيابير تامن عملاكي هوي نفسي بني وستتاوكت سلزي بيوردان وسمدر بارموني من بتانا شو ترارا استبال بفوافواتي دمسك ألاي كلاي نتترالك ما أبلهنا مقد خلو بلاي ألف اكزياب هيربك أنا چرنة سني عزال بليلي تمزم ماري وبني زندي هنا يني سلت لهيوتي عملاتي اكزياب هيرن أنت متقين لمن رسهي ጸላቶ ጨስ ያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኝ መላለሳለሁ ስለዋል ጸላቶች ሁሉ ግዴ አምላክህ ወዴት ባሉ ግዴ አጥንቶቼን እየቀለጣጠሙ ሰደው ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
مزمور 42 بقنف 43 يداويت مزمور عبيتو فرد اللي كصدق كراقو حزبم كرسكرين تكراقا كشنغاينا كغفنيا سوادن انت املاكي هايليم لمن تتوينياله طلاتوچي سياسچنقوني لمن ازيني املاللسالو برهانهن ناونتهن لا እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያ ይሰጥ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደፍሶ ዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግነህ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Call in to hear the full of full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many of God will fear choosing. Many of God will fear choosing. I was called and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
مزمور 42 بقنف 43 يداويت مزمور عبيتو فرد اللي
Kling.
Greetings, greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor Dawit. Kling. Greetings, greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor Dawit. Kling. Greetings, greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor Dawit. Psalm of David. Arba Sos. 43rd psalm. Yedawit Mezmor. And this is the second psalm. The second psalm in the second book of Psalms, Huletenya Metzhaf, and that consists of Kamezmur Arba Hulet, Iski Seba Hulet, from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72, composes and comprises the Huletenya Metzhaf, the second book of the Psalms. So there's five books in the Psalms, and here we have Mezmur Arba Sos, Psalm 43, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. And here in the Metzhaf Kedus, we have Mezmore Dawit Arba Sos. Psalm 43 is seen, Besidet Lai, Yale Lewawi Lekso, Besidet Lai, in exile. Yale Lewawi Lekso, a Levite. Likso, a Levite, cry, Likso, the cry of a Levite in exile. So here, Psalm 42, according to the royal order, Mikai and I ride up. We got five verses here. Today's daily psalm. And the superscription is Yedawit Mezmor of David, a Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David, Yedawit Mezmor. Once again, this is a psalm of a Levite, the cry of a Levite in exile. The cry, likso, likso, like a lamentation, bringing out that idea of a lamentation of a Levite. Vesidet lai yale lewawi, likso. Yedawit Mezmor. Nikana Rida Besama'ab, Wewelid, Omenfesikadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jimralen, we begin. Kutr and, verse 1. Abetu, Fereddeling, Kazidik Akarakua, Hizbim, Akarkarain, Tekarakar. Kashengayina, Kagifanya, so adnain, judge I, Abirtu, Fereddelin, judge Fereddelin in favor of I. In other words, judge I, the sense of this is to acquit I, Abirtu, I, Father's Father, O Ab of the Bait, Abirtu, Fereddelin, Kazidik Akaraku, Hizbim, Kalkrain, Tekarakra. And plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Ka tzedek, from righteousness. Ka tzedek ka raku, hizdim, and a people far from righteousness. Ka tzedek ka raku, hizdim, kerkrain. My argument. Tekrakar. Argue my argument. With a people, or against, in essence, a people who are far from righteousness. Kushengayina, kagifinya so adnain. Oh, deliver I, save I, make I dehna, well, safe. Deliver I from the deceitful. Kushengayina, from the flattering. And kagifinya, the pushy, the shovey. Kagifinya so adnain. Abirtu Fereddelin, Kazidik Akarakua, Hizbim Karkarain, Atakarakar, Kashingayina, Kagfanya, so ad name, Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ante Amlaki, Chaylim, Lemen Tetaunyale, Telatoche, Siasa Kenkuna, Lemen Azni, Emelalesalo, Lemen. Lemon as nye, melalisalo. For thou, the I, male ante, thou, for thou art the God of my strength, KJV has, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why dost thou cast I off? Why go I mourning? Because of the oppression, rephrase, the down pressing of the enemy, of the hater. Ante, amlaki, hailim, lemon to tonyale. Why do I go mourning? Ante, the I, male, I'm lucky, my source, Hailim, my power, my Hail, Hailim, and my power, the I, male, my source, and my power, Lemon, why? Titonyale, why have you left I? Titonyale. Telatoche and my enemy and my hater, Siyasach and Queen, while they, my enemies, while they cause our anxieties and stress and distresses, Siyasach and Queen, Lemon, why, Azni, being sorrowful, Azni, Melalisalo, do I go to and fro? Why? Kuta source. Verse 3. Burahanna unetihin lak narsua yimrun wodek disnah tararana woda madariya you sadun. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Burahanna unetihin lak. Burhanih, the eyes light, Burhanihinna, and Unetihin, and the eyes, male, objective reality, truth, lak, send, Burhanihinna, Unetihin, lak, send out the eyes light, the eyes illumination, Burhanihinna, the eyes, male, illumination, Unetihin, and the eyes, objective reality, lak, send. And Arsu Yimrun, let them lead, let them guide I. And Arsu they Yimrun, Yimru, to guide Yimrun. And Arsu Yimrun, Woda Kedisina Tararana, Woda Maderiah, Yusadun, let them make them lead. I make them bring I to thy holy, thy set apart, Wada Kedisina, and the eyes Isla Tarara Mountain, the eyes Tarara, the eyes holy Isla Mountain, and Wada towards Maderiah, and the eyes dwelling, the eyes male dwelling, you Sedun, let them take I to the eyes Isla Mountain into the eyes dwelling. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Wada ekaziavi hermasawiya. Gulamasinete nimatesa. Wadas senyat. Wada amlaki gabalo. Avirtu amlaki. That begena amasaginhalo. Then will I go to the altar of Egeziah, Vihara, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. Wada Egeziah, Vihara, Masawiyah, to the Masawiyah, to the altar of Egeziah, Vihara. Wada Egeziah, Vihara, Masawiyah, Gulma Sinete Nimades, Wada Senyat, Wada Amlaki Gabalo, to my source. My exceeding joy, gulmasinetenim, and my youthfulness, des, happiness, wada senyat, that which causes my youthfulness, my happiness, wada amlaki, to my source, igabalo, I will enter in. Avitu, my father, his father, or Ab of the Beit, Amlaki, my source, Begena, Amesaginhalo. Yea, upon the harp, Begena, on the harp, Amesaginhalo, I will praise the eye. Upon the harp will I praise the eye. O source, my source, scooter, Amis, verse 5. Nefsehoi, O my soul, lemon, tajnyalesh, lemonis, sataukinyalesh, yefitin, medchanita, amlakin, amesignozen, beegazyavir, tameni. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, nefsehoi, nefse, my psyche, my soul, O my soul, O I soul, lemon, why tajnyalesh? Speaking to she, speaking to her, lemon, why, tajnyalesh, why are you sorrowful? Why are you cast down, oh my psyche, oh my soul, nefsehoi, lemon, tajnyalesh, lemonis, and why, taukinyalesh, and why art thou disquieted within me, and why are you causing me disquietness and agitation within I, lemonis, taukinyalesh? Speaking to she, nefse, my psyche, ye fitin medhanit amlaki namesagno zen, begazyavi hertameni, hope in egazyavi her, for I shall yet praise Isis him, who is the health of my countenance, my face, and amlaki, my source. Now here, bamarinya, ye fitin, of my face, of my perception, medhanit, medhanit, medanit, medhanit, the salvation of my face, the salvation of my perception, amlakin, my source, amesignozen, so that I praise my source, be egazyavi her, in the sustainer, in the good, the open-handed, the generous, the excellent, ab, Father, tameni, tameni, speaking to she, speaking to the psyche, speaking to my I soul, instructing I soul, because a soul without instruction is headed for self-destruction. So instructing the soul, the psyche, speaking to she, be egaziyari her, in the sustainer, in the good, the excellent, open-handed, Father, ab, tameni, tameni, have faith. Yea, and amen, admit as true in egaziyavihar, tameni.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression?
Mazmur 42. Bekenef 43. የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ፍረድልኝ ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ሕዝብም ክርክሬን ተከራከር ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድን አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወደ አሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል። አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናለሁ። መፍቴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ? ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ? የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ካመኝ
መዝሙር 42 መዝሙር 42 በቅንፍ 43 መዝሙር 42 በቅንፍ 43 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ፍረድልኝ፣ ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ሕዝብም ክርክሬን ተከራከር። ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድን። አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ? ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ? ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ፣ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ። ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይውሰዱኝ። ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወደ አሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል። አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናል። ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ? ለምን ስታውኪኛለሽ? የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ።
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from these deceitful and unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God.
Psalm 42, which begins Book 2 of the Psalter, and the Psalms in Book 2, is the XLII, is Psalm 42 to the LXXII, to Psalm 72. So from Psalm 42 to 72 is the second book of the Psalter. This is why we even find the Moshiach Rovenu saying to the Yehudi, say, in your law is it not written? Because the Psalms was taken to be another expression of HaTorah. We know that David, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So here, we have a lament of an exile. So several of the Hebrew MSSs, the MSS, the manuscripts, they connect this psalm, Psalm 42, and the next psalm as one, Psalm 43. And it is to be noted that XLIII, that Psalm 43, today's daily psalm, is the only psalm, the only mizmor, the only chant, the only Isis, mizmor, chant, Isis, in Book 2. Psalms from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72, Book 2 of the Psalter of the Psalms, that has no superscription. The superscription, little small type that you find before the first verse, especially in the King James Version, for Psalm 42, it says, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnateach, Maskil, 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 a teaching, Maskil, Libnei Korah, for the Bnei, Li Bnei Korah, Libnei Korah, for the sons of Korah. Now it's interesting because remember Korah, their father, who was the ringleader of a rebellion against the rightful leadership and authority in the wilderness. His sons were speared because they did not continue in their father and their patriarch's uckery. So here we have the sons of Korah. So Psalm 43 is the only psalm in the second book of the Psalms, Psalms 42 to 72, that has no superscription. All the ancient versions, however, divide these two psalms, so that the separation, if such took place, must have occurred at a very early and ancient date. In the psalm, reading from Psalm 42 here, since they're connected, Psalm 42, 43. In the psalm, the mizmor, in the chant, the eyes, I have a pathetic lament. Pathetic, what's pathetic? Pathos is suffering. Pathos, pathology, pain, suffering, lament, a lamentation by one whose delight, whose joy and delight had been to participate in the temple service. Like we say in the Ayabingi, in the gathering, the giving of thanks and praise in the temple service, but was now prevented from doing so. Who he was and why he was excluded from the sanctuary, the Isla place, it is not so easily possible to say. Some say it's impossible to say. But a feature of the mizmor, of the psalm, of the chant, of the eyes, is the greater length of the verses. Reading from the superscription, not superscription, but the description of Psalm 42, seeing that Psalm 42 and 43 is like the A part and the B part.
And the B part.
Yes, sir.
And the B part.
Yes, sir.
And the B
part. So here, a feature of the Psalm 42 is the greater length of the verses that is distinctive of what's known as the kina. In the Hebrew, we call it the kina. In the Ethiopic, in the Israelite of Ethiopia, we call it the kine, kine. It's like a composition, a poem, a kine, kina, Hebrew, kina, kine. The plaintive style, the plaintive type of a, the type of a chant. The best illustration being provided by the Book of Lamentations. And the best illustration for I and I is blues, right? Like the Hebrew blues, the Hebrew blues, right? Almost like that nobody knows type of tune. So there, the description. The description for Psalm 42, the A part, today's daily psalm, is the B part, Psalm 43, which is seen the supplement to the XLII. Note the occurrence of the refrain. There's a refrain that occurs at the end, and the refrain that occurs at the end goes a little something like this. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, O my psyche? So it's like he's speaking to she, to his soul. Why you cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within me? Hope thou, hope the I, in Elohai, in the power, the true good, the true God. For I shall yet praise Isis him, the salvation of my countenance, the victory, the salvation, the preservation of my face, and my God. Where Elohai, highly I, yes I, rise to far. So let's ride up right here for Midrash, and the Midrash here, the study, Midrash, the study connecting Psalm 42 and 43, today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, here, thus is Pablo, the healer dove.
Mizmor Mem Gimal Shofteni Elohim Veriva Rivim Migoy Lo Hasid Me Ishmir Ma Ve'avla Tefalleteni Ki Atta Elohim Ma'uzi Lama Zenahtani Lama Koder Et Halech Belahatz Oyev Shelah Orecha Va'amittecha Hemma Yanhuni יביאוני אל הר קודשך ואל משכנותיך, ואבוא אל מזבח אלוהים, אל אל שמחת גילי, ועודך וכינור אלוהים אלוהי. מה תשתוחכי נפשי, ומה תהמי עלי? הוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו, ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. We don't know if the audio on the live stream has gone out. Brothers and sisters who are still there, we don't see anybody commenting that the audio went out. Yeah, huh? Yeah. My mic is on. But right here, I want to check this out before we play this right here for those who are listening here. We just want to go on this phone and see whether the audio is playing right here because we got a... seeing like the audio. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the audio is still playing right here. Yeah, I don't know if there was a little problem there. Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters. Hold on. Yeah, we have to just take that off. Okay, so here, let's write up the Midrash. Midrash right here. Yes,
Shema Yisrael. Here. The Midrash on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim. Gimel, Mem Gamel, Psalm 43. But here we begin book 2 of the Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim, and book 2 of the Psalter, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, begins with Mizmor Mim Beit. Mim Beit, Mem Veit, Mizmor Mem Beit, Psalm 42. So here in the Midrash, the study of the Psalms and the Psalter, we have book 2,
Stay tuned.
Shema Yisrael. Here. The Midrash on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Gimel, Mem Gamel, Psalm 43. But here we begin book 2 of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim, and book 2 of the Psalter, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, begins with Mizmor Mim Beit. Mim Beit, Mem Beit, Mizmor Mim Beit, Psalm 42. So here in the Midrash, study of the Psalms and the Psalter, we have book 2, Psalms 42 and 43. Psalm 42 is themed Lament of an Exile. And the notes here in the Sefer Tehillim for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Gimel, Psalm 43, Psalm XLIII, Prayer of an Exile. The note is a supplement to XLII, supplement to Psalm 42, Mizmor Mim Beit. Note the occurrence of the refrain. There is a refrain at the end of the psalm that occurs in both psalms. Ma tisha tochechi nafshi u ma tehemi alai. Ho heli l'Elohim ki o'oda o'den yeshuota panai wel'hai. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down? Ma tisha tochechi nafshi. Why art thou cast down? Ma tisha tochechi, O my soul, nafshi. Uma tehemi alai, and why moanest thou within me, within I? Uma tehemi alai. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Hocheli l'Elohim ki od odein. The salvation of my countenance, of my face, Yeshuot panai, and my God, Welohai. So this appears, this is the refrain for the two psalms, and here in the Midrash, the two psalms are joined as one psalm here in the study. So here, the Midrash, Psalms 42 and 43. Lamenatzeach maskil livnei korah, for the leader, a maskil, the wisdom, livnei korah, of the sons, livnei korah, of the sons of Korah. La menateach maskil livnei korach. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, to the wise maskil. The way of life is above. To the wise, the way of life is above. So we have this right here from Proverbs, from the Mashal. Mashal, Mishle, Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon.
Proverbs 15:24, where it reads here in the Mishle Shlomo, Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila Le Masakil, the path of life, Orach Chaim, goeth upward, Le Ma'ila Le Ma'ila, goeth upward for the wise, Le Masakil, Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila Le Masakil, the way of life, the path of life to the wise, Le Masakil, the way of life is above, Orach Chaim Le Ma'ila. Proverbs 15:24, and so forth. See here the above, see above the commentary on Psalm 32 on Mizmor Lamed Beit, which in the order, the royal order, was the preceding day's psalm. So here in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, compared with the Midrash, we can see that oneness of the teaching. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, you have the order of Malachi Tzedek, because here in the Midrash commentary says, see above the commentary on Psalm 32. And the 32nd Psalm here in the season was the preceding Psalm, was the first light, the previous light Psalm. So the commentary, we've shared the commentary right there. Here moving forward to Hebraically, the second verse. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, Mizmor Mean bait, verse bait. The bait verse, the second verse. K'ayal ta'roga alayfikei ma'im. As the heart. K'ayal ta'rog. K'ayal ta'roga alayfikei ma'im. As the heart panteth after the water brooks. What does it mean by the words, as the heart? As the heart panteth. K'ayal ta'erog. K'ayaleta ta'erog. What does it mean, Chaburim? The verse does not say as the hind, but as the heart panteth. Furthermore, the noun is masculine when read as k'ayal, k'ayal, k'ayal. The noun is masculine, but the form of the verb is feminine. Ta'erog, ta'erog. K'ayal ta'erog. Some read this in the feminine sense as a k'ayalet ta'erog, but here it is read as k'ayal ta'erog. The noun ayal, heart, is masculine. The verb ta'erog, to pant, is feminine. Thus, the hind, suffering pain in her labor and panting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers her, stands for the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, calling in their trouble to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers them. Hence, it is said, K'ayal ta'erog, as the heart panteth. What is meant by the words, after the water brooks? Al ifikei ma'im, after the water brooks. Al ifikei ma'im. The hind is the most Elohim, fearing, respecting, reverencing of animals. And so when the animals are thirsty, they gather near the hind. They gather near the hind. In another comment, the verse is read, as the hind panteth, even as the hind panteth for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so did Astir, Esther, Chester, so did Esther say, I am as a hind. Hasten to help me. Hasten to help I in Psalm 22, Hebraically verse 20. And here the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm Kaf Beit, the 20th verse here. But thou, O Lord, be not far off, O thou my strength. Hasten to help me. Wa'ata Yahuwah al tirhaka. Eya yaluti ale ezrati chusha, O thou my strength, my strength. O thou my strength. In the Yehudi version, the JV, O thou my strength. The Hebrew here, eyaluti may be rendered either as hind, Hebraically, or as strength, as strength. Eyaluti ale ezrati chusha, O thou my strength. Ayaluti Azrati for my help. Husha, husha, hasten, make hurry. Hush, husha, hurry to help I, oh my strength. And here, 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 next verse. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Yisrael is asked, for what dost thou thirst? She replies, I thirst neither for food nor for drink. I thirst to see thy face, as is said even in the 27th Psalm, Psalm 27, verse 8. My heart said to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hence here it is said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Samah nafshi le'lohim le'el chai. My soul thirsteth for God. Samah nafshi le'lohim, for the living God. Le'el chai. Samah nafshi le'lohim le'el chai. And here, the 27th Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, verse 8. In thy behalf, my heart hath said, seek ye all my face. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Lika amar libi, batashu fanai. In thy behalf, my heart hath said, lika amar libi. Seek ye my face. Batashu fanai. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Etapanekai Yahuwah Ebakesh. Thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah, will I seek. Etapanekai Yahuwah Ebakesh. Will I seek. Ebakesh. Etapaneka Yahuwah Ebakesh. Thy face, O Jehovah, will I seek. My tears have been my food. Hear. The fourth verse of Mizmor Mim Beit, Psalm 42. My tears. Haita li dim'ati lechem yomam walayla, day and night. My tears have been my food. Haita li dim'ati lechem. From this one learns that trouble so fills up a man that he does not want to eat. As Elkanah said to Hannah in 1 Shemuel 1 and 8, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? From this verse it follows that weeping fills one up. Hence here it is said, Haitali dim'ati lechem, my tears have been my food. These things I remember and pour out my soul within me and pour out my soul within I. These things, Eile Ezikra. These things I remember with a shipaka alai nafshi and pour out my soul within me within I. I recall what thou didst to our fathers, our patriarchs, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Because they said, according to the words in Shemot in Exodus 32 and 4, these things be thy gods, O Israel. And recalling what thou didst, my soul, she pours out, my soul pours out within me, within I. Another comment, I recall what Moses said in Bamidbar, Numbers 29, 39. These things shall ye do to the Lord in your set festivals. So here in today's Psalm 42 and 5 Hebraically, it reads, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God was standing. How I passed on with the throng and led them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping holy Isla Day, ki e-bor basak. Dadeim ad beit Elohim de kola rinna with toda hamona chogeg. Here, the verse being brought out as, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God was standing.
Chi è evora pasaka e da dema adabate Elohim? What is meant by the words in shade, in sak, basak, basak, in sak, in shade? They mean that when we, I and I, went up to the festivals, the Mo'adim, to see Faneka, the eye face, we traveled in litters that had shades, resembling a sukkah, a hut. And we came, we and our children, in such a great throng that Hagoyim, the nations, the nationality, the heathen, were struck dumb in our presence. When I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki e borra basaka e dadema adbeit Elohim. That is, as long as Ha-Hekal, the temple, was standing, Ha-Goyim, the nations, the nationalities, were struck dumb in thy presence, in Faneka, in thy face, that perception. But now I am struck dumb in their presence, hence the words, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God, as the house of Elohim, Iddadei Ad-Beita Elohim, was standing. With the voice of joy and praise, Bikol Rina Witoda, Bikol Rina Witoda, with the voice of Rina, joy and Witoda, and Toda, and praise. When I traversed the land, how did I traverse it? With the voice of joy and praise, Bikol Rina Witoda, with song, with cymbals, and with shouts of joy, hence the phrase, with the voice of joy. Bikol Rina, Bikol Rina, with the voice of Rina, the voice of joy. In the phrase, a multitude, chogeg, chogeg, a chogeg, a multitude. What is meant by chogeg? It comes from the koine, from the Greek, agogos, 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 and means aqueduct. Thus, like the water of an aqueduct that has no definite limit, there was no limit to the multitude of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, of the sons of Yisrael, as they came up to the Mo'adim, to the feast, the appointments, to the festivals. Hence, it is said, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within me, within thy hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him for the salvation of his countenance. Ma tisha tochachi nafshi, wa tehemi alai, hocheli el Elohim aki odo odenu, odenu, yeshuota panayo. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why moanest thou within I? Ma tish tochachi nafshi, wa tehemi alai, hocheli l'Elohim, ki odo odenu. Hope thou in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him, ki od odenu, for the salvation, Yeshuot, of his countenance, of his face, panayo. By this verse is meant, I shall not praise him as I have before for working miracles for our fathers, Abotenu, for our patriarchs. Now I shall praise him, Isis him again, because he will save me, save I again from Hagoyim, from the nations, from the nationalities. Hence it is said, I shall yet praise him, Ki od Odenu. I shall yet praise him, Ki od Odenu. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me, is cast down within I. Here, Hebraically, the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor, main bait. Elohai, alai nafshi, tisha toha, oh, Elohai, hailiai, Elohai, alai, apanai nafshi, my soul, tisha toha, is cast down within I. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael of Israel said, I was envious and cast down when I seen the prosperity of Hagoyim, the prosperity of the nations.
Yea, yes, I am angry, but thou, I, with Atta, as for Atta to I male, of what concern is it to Atta, to Atta, to the I? Hear, 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 Lamentations 5:19. Thou, O Lord, art enthroned forever. Thy throne is from generation to generation. As Scripture says, also in 1 Chronicles 16:27, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Of what concern is it to thee, to the eye? But as for me, as for I, my soul, my psyche, nafshi, she is cast down within me. Thereupon I do remember thee, I do remember the eye from the land of Jordan. Elohai, alai nafshi, atisha torcha, all came. Ezer karka, me eretza yardain, therefore do I remember the eye. All came, as a karka, may eretz yardain, from the land, may eretz yardain, from the land of Jordan. That is, I remember what thou didst for me, for I, when I crossed the Yardain, the Jordan, even when we, I and I, provoked the eye at Shittim, thou the eye wroughtest, didst miracles for us, for I and I, in bringing us across the Yardain, as it is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 3 and 1, and Yehoshua, and Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to the Yardain, and came to the Jordan. When I remember my troubles, and thy, the eye miracles, I think of other doubts of thee, the eye in the past, as when it was said in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:16, the Lord is not able to bring this people into the land, as if to ask, where is Haruach, where is the spirit, where is the iris, and where is the might? And as Micah 2 and 7 says, it was said in the Beit Yaakov, in the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Is the spirit of the Lord straitened? The commentator arrives at this reading of, do I change, O house of Yaakov, by taking Amor, not as the first person imperfect of Mor, change, but as the passive participle of Amar, Amar, to say, thus, it was said in the house of Yaakov, in the Beit Yaakov, is the spirit, the Ruach, of the Lord straitened? Then I said, from the words of Psalm 77:11, my infirmity is the changing of the right hand of the Most High. Wa Omar, Chaloti hi, and I say Wa Omar, and I say Wa Omar, and I say Chaloti hi. This is my weakness. This is my sickness. This is my infirmity. This is Chaloti hi. She is my infirmity. Wa Omar, Chaloti hi, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shinota Yamin Elyon, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shinot Yamin Elyon, that there is infirmity above, that the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, is changed. No, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says in the words of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 59 and 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. What is meant then? That your moral infirmities have caused a separation between you and me, between the I and I, between I and I. Isaiah 59 and 2, it reads, your iniquities have separated between you and your God and your Elohim. Hence, it is said, thereupon do I remember thee, the I, from the land of Jordan. From the land of Jordan, all came, Ezekarka, me eretza yardain, therefore all came, do I remember the I, Ezekarka, from the land, me eretz yardain, from the land of Jordan. As for the conclusion of this verse that reads, and the Hermons from the hill Mizar, Hermons refers to Sinai,
from which all nations, all the Goyim, Ha Goyim, all the nations were doomed. Taking the word right here for the Charmonim, Charmonim, and Charem, 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 doom, is derived from the Charmonim, the Hermans. Hermans refers to Sinai. From there, all the nations, the Gentiles, the international communities were Charem, were doomed, because they did not accept HaTorah. They did not accept Jah's direction, instructions. And the hill Mizar and the hill Mitzar, 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 Mehar, Mitzar, and the hill Mizar. This refers to the holy Heikal, the holy temple. Of that, it is said even in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 63 and 18. Thy holy people have inherited Mizar, Mitzar. Thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. In the Yehudi version, thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. Here in the Midrash, bringing it out as thy holy people have inherited Mitzar. Hear, hear, hear the next verse that reads, Tehom il Tehom al Korei Likola Enoreka Kola Misha Bareka with Galeka Alai Avaru. Deep calleth to deep. Deep calleth. Deep calleth to deep at the noise of thy waterfalls. Tehoma il Tehoma Kore Likolas Inoreka. The waters above say, we are male. We are Zakar. We are male. The waters below say, we are female. Nikeba, Nikeba. And when the waters above descend, they say to those below, you are the creatures of HaKadosh, Baruchu, of the Holy One. Blessed be He. And we are His messengers. Receive us with friendly mien. Of this it is written even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 45 and 8, let the skies pour down, let the earth open, that they may bring forth salvation. Let the earth open to the falling rain, that they may bring forth salvation. They are fertile, and they unite, and they generate salvation. Hence the verse concludes, and righteousness shall spring up from their being together, together. Thou dost not work miracles, miracles for us, for I and I, as thou didst work them for Avoteinu, our fathers, our patriarchs. What dost thou do for us, for I and I? Hear, hear, hear. In the 8th verse, Hebraically reads, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. All thy waves, all thy billows are gone over me. Kola misha bareka wegaleka alaya abaru. Have gone over I and I and I. One might say, there is no merit in us, in I and I. Behold, thou didst command Avoteinu, our fathers, our patriarchs, that they kill the Pesach Seh of the Pesach, the Passover lamb. When they killed the Passover lamb, they obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment. And yet they went forth in the night, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. As scripture says, by day the Lord will command His loving kindness, and in the night His song. His song shall be with me. His song shall be with I. Yomam Yitzaweh Yahuwah Chasido Uvalayla Shiro Imi Shiro Imi. And His song shall be with me, and His song shall be with I. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why hast thou forgotten I? I will say to God my rock, Tefillah le'el hayai, Tefillah le'el hayai. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? They who were in Mitzrayim obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment, and went forth that very night. But what of me? What of I? I obeyed all the commandments that I have been ordered to obey. I have been told, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 1, observe the month of Abib, of Abib. Observe the month of Abib. And so I observe the festival during it, and I keep HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, during it. And I have been told in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 10, thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks. In Deuteronomy 16:13, the Feast of Tabernacles.
and in Bamidbar, Numbers 29 and 7, and on the 10th day of this 7th month, this 7th moon, ye y'all shall have a holy convocation, an Ila'i vacation, called out assembly, and I observe them all. Why the phrase, this 7th month, this 7th moon, is there another 7th month? The this, however, means that during this is the month of that thou sayest year by year, shana by shana, quote, during the 7th month, the coming month of Tishri, I shall redeem thee. But this Tishri has, and another Tishri as well, and yet thou, the I, has not redeemed me, has not redeemed I. Accordingly, I say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten I? Omra, I will say, Omra le'ela sal'i, to God my rock le'el sal'i, lama te kahitani, why hast thou forgotten I? Why hast thou forgotten I, forgotten me? Yet thou art the God of my strength. Hear. Mizmor Main Gimel, the companion psalm, the first part of Psalm 43, right here, in these two verses. Be thou my judge, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, and deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou, the I, art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Yet thou art the God of my strength, of my strength. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. Ki ata, for the I male and none other. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. Are the Elohei ma'uzi, the God, the Elohim of my strength. Before thou didst redeem them, Avoteinu, our fathers, patriarchs in Mitzrayim, did not ascribe strength. They did not ascribe strength. Strength to thee, strength to the I. With such words, as we have in Shemot 15 and 2, the Lord is my strength and my song, but I am not like them. Even though thou hast not yet redeemed me, redeemed I ascribe strength to the I. For I say, thou, the I, art the God of my strength. Then, why hast thou cast me off? I are the God of my strength. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. Lama ze nachtani. Why hast thou cast I off? I not only ascribe strength to the I, but I say as Jeremiah 16 and 19 says, O Lord, my strength and my stronghold. Then why do I mourn under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachata oyeg. Why go I mourning under the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachata oyeg. For from what didst thou redeem Avoteinu, our fathers in Mitzrayim? Was it not from the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpressed them? Of that God, the true good, Ha'er, says, moreover, I have seen the downpression in Shemot in Exodus 3 and 9. For me, for I, too, life is nothing. It's nothing but downpression by an enemy. Then, why must I go about by myself mourning under the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lahata oye? Why? Lama, why? Why? Didst thou not send redemption by the hand of two redeemers to that generation? As is said even in Psalm 105:26, where it reads, he sent Moshe, his servant, and Aharon, whom he had chosen. Shalach Moshe Avdo, Aharon Asher Bachar Bo. He sent Moses, his servant, Shalach Moshe Avdo, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, Aharon Asher Bachar Bo. So send two redeemers like them to
this generation. Even here, in Mizmor, Min, Gimel, here, in the 43rd Psalm, the Gimel verse. Shalacha Odika Wa Emiteka Hema Yanahuni. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Shalacha Orika Wa Emiteka. Let them, make them lead I. Hema Yanahuni. Make them lead I. Send out thy light and thy truth. Thy light. Orika, Orika. The I or thy light being the prophet Eliyahu. Elijah of the house of Aharon, Aaron. Of that it is written in Bamidbar, Numbers 8 and 2. The seven lamps shall give light in front of her menorah, in front of the menorah. And thy truth, wa emiteka, and thy emiteka, emeteka, thy emet, I emet, emiteka, emeteka, being ha Mashiach, the Messiah, Bain, Dawid, the son of David. As it is written, as it is written, even in Psalm 132:11, where it reads, the Lord hath sworn in truth to David, to Dawid, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Nishaba Yahuwah le Dawid, Emet Aloha Yashuba Mimena, Mipari Vitineka. Ashita Likisea Lak. Jehovah swore to Dawid, David in truth. Nishaba Yahuwah le Dawid. Amen. He will not turn back from it. Lo Yashuba Mimena. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mipariya Vitineka Ashita Likisea Lak. Likewise, scripture says in Malachi 3:23, behold, I will send you Eliyahu HaNabiyah. I will send you Elijah the prophet, who is one redeemer, and speaks of the second redeemer in the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 42:1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold. Hence here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Min, Gimel, Psalm 43, we have it written, Shalach, Orika, Wa Emiteka, Hey Ma Yanachuni. Send out thy light and thy truth. Shalach, Orika, Wa Emiteka. Send out thy light and truth. Let them lead I. Make them bring I to thy holy set apart mountain and to the dwelling place. Hema Yanachuni. Ye biuni yailaharak adesheka with illa misha kenoteka. Make them lead I, make them bring I to thy holy mountain and to the dwelling places. Hey ma yanachuni, ye biuni elaharakadeshaka, we ela misha kanoteka. Even as it is written elsewhere about the exodus of the Bnei Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, the children, the sons of Israel from Egypt, even in Shemot in Exodus 15:17, thou wilt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. So in the age, the Zaman Nahaba, in the age to come, they will go up, will aliyah up thy holy mountain, thy Isla mountain, and to thy, the I dwelling places. As it is said, even in Mizmor Mim Gimel, today's daily psalm, where it reads, then will I go to the altar of God, where aboa illa Mizbach Elohim. Then will I go to the altar of Elohim. Wa boa illa mizbach Elohim el simcha gili weodeka be kinor Elohim Elohai Eliyai. Wherewith shall I come into Beitika, into thy house? According to the words of Psalm 66:13, with burnt offerings I will pay thee I my vows. Abo beteka be olot ashalem
Leka Midarai. I will come into Beitika, into thy house, Abo Veteka, with burnt offerings, Be'olot. I will perform Ishalem. I will pay Ishalem, make peace Ishalem. I will pay Leka to the eye, Midarai. I will pay to the eye my vows. Abo Beitika, Be'olot. Ishalem Leka Midarai. And what am I to do? Give thanks, Hodekah. Give thanks to the eye. Even so, Asaph. Asaph says in Psalm 79, verse 13, so we, I and I, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever, for ever. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy Isis, to all generations. Wanachnu ameka with sona mariteka node lika leolam ledor wadora nesapira tehilateka. So we, I and I, that are thy, the I people, and the flock of thy pasture, wanachnu ameka with sona mariteka, we will give thee thanks forever, for ever. Node lika leolam. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise to all generations. Lidor wador nisapir tehilateka.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
מזמור מ"ג. שופטני אלוהים, וריבה ריבי מגוי לא חסיד, מאיש מרמה ועוולה תפלטני. כי אתה אלוהי מעוזי, למה זנחתני? למה קודר את הלך בלחץ אויב? שלח אורך ואמיתך, המה ינחוני, יביאוני אל הר קודשך ואל משכנותך. ואבוא אל מזבח אלוהים, אל אל שמחת גילי, ועודך בכינור אלוהים אלוהי. מה תשתוחחי נפשי, ומה תהמי עלי? הוחי לי לאלוהים, כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
מזמור 42 בכנף 43 ידעוית מזמור אביתו פרד לי כצדיק קרקו חזבם קרקרין תקרקר ከሸንጋይና ከገፈኛ ሰው አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ተተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አብኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና ዕውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወደ አሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናለሁ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ።
Still, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God Jah the Almighty shall rule the end of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, I live the last of the first. God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them ask all that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, I listen after the first, O Father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Jerastafari, the last, the first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan. And high hill as the hill of Bashan, why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jerastafari, the last, the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, the last, your Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, the last, your Father, strength and redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, and Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Jerastafari, and Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Jerastafari, and Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Jah the Last, your Father, strength and redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unstill in his trespasses.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
the Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Shalom, Rastafari.